All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as the calendar has shifted to the month of November, the importance of these games, especially with the college football playoff right around the corner, have gone to a new level. Now, in the ACC, you have the Duke Blue Devils making that short trip to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to take on the 21st-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels. When I say these rankings, these are based off of the AP Top 25, not the college football ranking. Now, first place in the Coastal Division is on the line, and in actuality, Duke should be 7-1, just like North Carolina should, but they had that controversial loss at home this past Saturday versus the Miami Hurricanes. Now, you look at this game, and I look at key factors on both sides. I look at Duke quarterback Thomas Cirk, and I look at UNC running back Elijah Hood. Now, if Duke is able to dictate the line of scrimmage when they have the football and protect Cirk, they have a shot. On the flip side with North Carolina, they want to run and mix things up with their dynamic running back in Elijah Hood. And I think whichever offense is able to win and dictate the line of scrimmage will win this one. In this case, North Carolina is at home, and I'm going to take the Tar Heels by the score of 31-27. Now, you have the 8th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, and they will be traveling to the Steel City of Pittsburgh to take on the Pitt Panthers. Now, of course, Pitt is in the ACC while Notre Dame is an independent, but Notre Dame is right outside of the college football playoff, and they cannot afford to have a slip-up on the road against a very good Pittsburgh team in their first year under head coach Pat Narduzzi. Now, I look at Notre Dame. They had a big win on the eastern side of Pennsylvania last week when they knocked off the Temple Owls, and I look for them to stick to the same mix. Offensively, give the football to running back C.J. Precise, and at the same time, look for the big play with wide receiver Will Fuller. Of course, this Pitt offense, when you think about it, you look at wide receiver Tyler Boyd, and it's going to be very important for this Notre Dame defense to take Boyd out of the game early and disrupt his timing with the remainder of that Pitt offense. Thus, I'm going to take the Irish on the road by the score of 30-24. Now, back in the ACC, you have the 17th-ranked Florida State Seminoles taking on the 3rd-ranked Clemson Tigers. And of course, Clemson right now is ranked number one in the initial college football playoffs. So you just have to wonder if that pressure is going to get to the Tigers this Saturday at home in Death Valley. Now, a few years ago, both of these teams met in an undefeated situation almost similar to this. Of course, Florida State this year comes in 7-1. But if Clemson does win this game, they will win their division and get to the ACC title game. But it was a thing where Florida State, led by freshman quarterback Jameis Winston, they just basically went into Death Valley and dominated the Tigers. The scene is a little bit, or the script is a little bit different this year. Of course, the Noles still have Everett Golson as their quarterback, and he's dynamic. He's just not Jameis Winston type dynamic, and it's going to take one of those kind of games from Golson to get Florida State to go on the road and get the victory. Now, don't get me wrong. Golson is capable of doing that, especially when he has a dynamic running back in Dalvin Cook, who missed the game last week against Syracuse with an injury, but he is expected to be back, and I look for him to have a big impact on this Seminoles offense. But on the flip side for Clemson, you look at quarterback Deshaun Watson, and as long as he stays within himself and does not try to do too much against this Florida State defense, Clemson will have a shot. Now, defensively, Clemson has 24 team sacks and 10 interceptions on the year. And you look at a quarterback in Golson that he can get flustered with pressure and he can force the football. And I see Clemson getting at least 2 turnovers from Golson if they're going to win this game. But thus, I'm going to take Clemson at home in a very tight one by the score of 31-30. Now, there's a big one in the Big 12 as you have a battle of undefeated teams. You have the 5th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs traveling to Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater, Oklahoma, to take on the 12th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. Both of these teams are undefeated within the conference, and the winner will be sitting pretty for the college football playoff, while the loser will have some work to do. And I guarantee you, this is a game that is going to be high scoring. So if you want to see offense, you sit down in your favorite chair, get something to drink and a plate of food, because you are going to enjoy this one. I look at this TCU offense led by quarterback Trayvon Boykin and wide receiver Josh Doctson, and I expect them to shred this Oklahoma State defense. And on the flip side for OSU, you look at quarterback Mason Rudolph. He'll have his chances to shine against this TCU defense. But the thing is, he has to be perfect. It can't be a slip up, and especially when you're Oklahoma State, once you get to the red zone, you cannot have field goals. You can't exchange field goals for touchdowns with TCU, because when they get the ball, they are definitely going to score six. Now, I look at OSU's defense. They do have 30 team sacks on the season, but they will have their hands full with Boykin, who is one of the most elusive quarterbacks this year in college football. More than likely, the last team to possess the football will win this game, and I think it's going to be TCU. And I'm going to take the Horned Frogs on the road in this one by the score of 51-47. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you have the Navy Midshipmen in their first year in the AAC traveling to take on the Memphis Tigers, who come in ranked 15th overall, and they are undefeated. Now, both of these teams are undefeated within the American Conference. Both of them play in the AAC West. And along with Houston, who is also undefeated in the AAC West, the loser of this game will have their work cut out for them as far as getting to the conference title game. Now, first and foremost, you look at Navy's offense, and it starts and ends with quarterback Keenan Reynolds and that triple option. And Memphis will have to key on him, and they will have to be patient and disciplined with that triple option attack from the Midshipmen. On the flip side for Navy's defense, they are undersized, of course, as you can expect that, but they will have their hands full with quarterback Paxton Lynch, who could slice up any defense in the country. Thus, I'm going to take Memphis at home in this one by the score of 38-27. And finally, the big one Saturday night will take place in the SEC, as you have the fourth-ranked Louisiana State Tigers traveling to Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa to take on the seventh-ranked Crimson Tide of Alabama. This game, for the past few years, typically decides the winner of the SEC West, and this is no different this year, as LSU comes in with a record of 4-0, while the Tide come in with a record of 4-1. And you look at the running backs in this game. Of course, you have Leonard Fournette for LSU, and you have Derrick Henry for Bama, two big physical backs that have a burst of speed, but each running back will be going up against one of the better defenses in the country that will be keying on them, which means that it will put pressure on the quarterbacks in the backfield with these running backs. And I look at Brandon Harris for LSU, and of course Jacob Coker for the Tide, and I want to see which quarterback is going to be able to take control when his team relies on him to go out there and make the plays. Now, the Flint's lead for LSU, they're led by Lewis Neal on that D-line with 7 sacks, but this Alabama defense knows how to get after opponents, as they have 27 team sacks along with 12 interceptions. Typically, when LSU and Alabama get together, it is a very tight affair, and you can expect more of the same in this one, as I will take the Tide at home in a tight one by the score of 20-17. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week 9 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.